Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and Ms. Brown Sugar, who will be joining us a little bit later on in the show. We, of course, want to hear from you, so you can give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call us, you can always email us. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, questions, comments, and concerns that you don't want to call with, you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you're listening live, you can jump into the chat room. Anything you say in there, I can see it, and we can talk about it. And, if you social network, if you're on Facebook, you can jump into the Smooth Drama page by just requesting to get in, and myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, myself or Mr. J will add you if you want to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. And basically anywhere you are on Facebook, I mean, not Facebook, social media. I'm tripping. Whether it be Instagram, whatever. Look for Smooth Drama. You find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back. And we can talk taste about anything from sneakers to hats. All right. For my listeners outside of the United States, there is a warning. Well, I'm going to give you that PSA. Warning, don't come to the United States right now. It's not, well, if you're of European stock, you're safe. You can come to the United States. They won't try to get you. It's a, you know, it's a white supremacy thing. You know, they want to shoot all people who are not white. So if you're white, You're safe to come to the United States. If you're not white, yeah, I would postpone that. Hopefully, you didn't get the hotel. It's just reroute it. Go somewhere else. Go to Canada. my advice, because these dudes over here, they're not playing right now. They're very serious. They're very sincere. But I'm not even going to, well, I will say there's a couple countries. The governments of Venezuela and Uruguay issued warnings about travel to the United States after the shootings. The Venezuelan government says, postpone your trip or take precautions due to the proliferation of violent acts and indiscriminate hate crimes. Because basically white people are saying that you're trying to invade. So you get off that plane, they're going to think it's an invasion, even though you'll be coming from a plane in the airport, not a warship off the coast, but they'll think it's an invasion, nonetheless. Because most of the people that are caught up in this are kind of slow anyway. We're not going to focus on that. Actually, today is a good day. Today is International Cat Day. For those of you who are cat enthusiasts, International Cat Day is celebrated by people who love cats way too much. you know, it's like we got a day for everything, right? Yeah, it's International Cat Day. So I guess I can just look into the mic and project and just say, well, that I like saying just, here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. No. All right. Well. It's International Cat Day, and I'm sure that there are a whole bunch of cat lovers out there who are, you know, the cat people are way different than the dog people, because you always hear, like, the crazy cat lady, but you don't hear about the crazy dog lady. It's like, you can have too many cats, but you can't have too many dogs. Because, you know, cats, all you got to do is, like, open up the door, open up the window. They'll go out. They'll come back whenever the hell they want, right? You know, where dogs, you got to do all kinds of stuff with them. They, a lot of work. Lots and lots of work. Anyway, speaking of cats, because cats actually rule the world in my book. I've always thought that cats were magnificent creatures. There was a cat in New Orleans that had a special thing going. So there was a little kid that was hanging out at the zoo, Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. Take me back to them field trip memories back in the day. Anyway, so it was a viral video where little boy is sitting in front of the enclosure of the Audubon Zoo where the lions are. And so you can see in the video that a lioness named Zuri crept forward and then pounced and swatted at the glass while the boy was sitting there. And so on the zoo's website, the Zuri is described as playful, outgoing, and inquisitive. And her hobbies are chasing butterflies and people watching. But as most of us know, most people with brains know that lioness are some of the most ruthless villains, killers on the face of the planet, you know. And so you see it, there's the actual video where you just see it creeping up, and then it just jumps and twacks right where the kid's head would be. And if not for the glass, yep, there'd been one less kid in the world, because that's what they do. And for me, it's funny because it's a reminder. You know, we talk about, you know, I'm joking about International Cat Day, but that's kind of, animals do what they do. I'm going to come back to this a little bit later on in the show, talking about animals doing what they do. But this is what we call in storytelling foreshadowing. I'm foreshadowing in the show. That sound good? Okay. Anyway, yeah, old Zuri was trying to get a meal. And that boy was looking like chicken. He just didn't know he was chicken. And the funny thing was, the parents thought it was funny, and they were actually they encouraged the boy to get closer. And so Zuri is constantly, like, whacking at this thing. They wanted to get that on video because they thought, oh, that's cool, that's funny. It's not cool, it's not funny, actually. But I guess to them, it was. What I thought was actually funnier. And this is that thing that kind of irks me when we talk about people today and how people want to be famous just because. And I don't know if this is because people just don't get to the everyday attention. People don't talk to them, whatnot. And so in the internet digital age, we have a lot of people who I'm on this video, check me out on YouTube, da 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 da. They trying to get them clicks so that people will notice them. And you know, I have always thought that's a sad testimony where, I mean, your life is governed by clicks. Now, if it's part of your business and you're trying to get exposure for a product or a set of products that you're doing, fine. But when you're the product and it's just, hey, notice me because I just want to be noticed. It's like you didn't get enough hugs. But okay. I'm getting sidelined here before I even talk about the story. Jamie Bisceglia. I said it wrong, probably. Hey, whatever. She was participating in the Salmon Fishing Derby in Tacoma Narrows. And, you know, she was like, well, in her words, she probably wasn't going to win the event. But she saw an octopus that one of her friends caught. So she grabbed it off the hook and said, take a picture for the photo contest. She put, you know, octopus on her face, and you know, the tentacles covered her ears and the nose. And you know, it was all cool. She was cool with it, but people just don't know, or they forget that the octopus has a mouth. It's a beak. And then octopus bit on her chin. You know, that whole creatures doing what they do because they're predators or they're defending themselves. So, you know, she's like, because the beak hurts. You know, it doesn't, the octopus is like, all right, you think I'm funny, you want to take a picture with me, I'm going to chow down. And so the octopus chows down on her. Like a prom. And so by the time they pried the octopus off, she had a huge gash and she bled for like 30 minutes straight. And this woman waited a couple days to seek medical attention, and which was not a smart move, and because the left side of her face was paralyzed and there was a lot of swelling, and so the IVs didn't work. Her arm swelled up like an elephant, and now she's on antibiotics. And she wants to say to people, and I quote, I want people not to do what I did. My advice is know what you're touching beforehand. Yeah, I mean, and she apparently, she said she got revenge because she boiled it and grilled it and served it on a salad. Yeah. My thing is, you don't really have to tell me, don't put an octopus with a sharp beak on my face. Because I remember reading about octopus and how they have a beak. That's how they eat. Yeah. So shout out to Oh, Miss Jamie. Good luck with that. I hope you win that $100 contest that you got in, if that $100 was worth you getting your chin almost chewed off and getting your face, left side of your face paralyzed and your arms swelling up size of an elephant trunk. Yeah. Sounds cool. Not. Anyway, the fame. What people do for the fame. And on that note, I'm going to break. This is Method Man, Red Man, The Question.
Man, he must have bumped his motherfucking head or something. From New Jersey, straight talk, America's best code. Well, in Staten Island is where I'm at. Your amateurs act like hoes offending us with special editors doing tours on banana bus. D.O., same M.O., drive through bricks, chicken shotty, the ass make me lie to my bitch. Word to God, Doc, throw more lives to fishing rods. No stars, but for God, time recoup a ball. Yo, buttons is pressed to remove the press, press the bullshit, my index press the full clip. Yeah! Set up goals when I'm firing chrome. I'm hitting ladies to old men in retirement home. Down 911, running gun in the street, done just. Earth, moons, and stars checking out what the sun done. Suspects change clothes. Before I leave the heat, I put two in Range Rover for my Range Rover. Hot to death, cops is vexed. I push a buck 60 if they try to block the Lex. Drive by on the Baja, snatch the Cartier, watch I bounce laughing off like glue. Sock is like poppy. You grab, so break up while I turn it to the Shaolin Man.
Forever underground, nigga duck the mic when we come around. Control hammer like the mighty Thor, bring your thunder down. Now you're in store for predator. Like refugees, I come to settle score. Half-baked metaphor, that tastes even medical. Hardcore holy war, hitch from the reservoir. South for Salvador, land sharks get their chin checked when I jab a jaw. Time to walk my Labrador, living out my dreams. At the same time, shatter your cold bag. Fill them full of lead, grateful dead. Hempstead, Tiger Kung Fu, slow the left, check the full flesh, knucklehead, clap bread, living on the edge, used to be the vet, Jack Frost, sniffing at your nose, get your suit of vet, rap, Cheech and Chong, me and Red, official Buddha head, off track like OTB, I'm too black, I'm like Zorro, I'm Marco Russo, I'm black, motherfucker, all my niggas too hardcore, that side niggas too hardcore, in the middle niggas too hardcore, so
with the big dog, sick dog lurking, Doc Crash on behind ball planting steel curtains, different Bronco fan, black squirting, Brick City, steer wheel hurting, prepare your fast car for lane merchant, hasta mañana, yeah, crash like Diana, cop locked in the drama, got cock in Atlanta, rocking PPP bandanas, while we fuck them all camera, it's too late to plant bait for my click to fall, we dodge booby traps and pitfalls and sick fall, when I see L.A. rock, websites couldn't find the force with Macintosh or John Walsh. America's most aim for spots that put more than a terrier coat.
We speak for the unheard, caught in the matrix, sound from the sub-basement. Spread the word like incurable for dirty birds. Beyond basic, John Moody's fake ninja, give him replacements. The thriller from Park Hiller, bubonic plague in the MC, that's where he iller. Inject the doofus with the lupus, yuck mouth rhyme that leave him toothless. I'm filled by and filled fruitless, observe the record, living out my name, repping, study man in all his methods. And through that effort, learn to expect the unexpected. One step ahead, I return like Jedi. 3 hours behind your punk ass, catching a red eye. First class, but cooler than Coach, murder hero. On the wall in the bathroom stall, shitting these quotes. Fuck you all. Scaredy cat kid, ducking these dogs. You don't like us, and we don't like y'all. Lift the balls, be easy, speak easy. This one be your thought.
Easy!
Like my pubic hair. Yeah,
easy!
This side, niggas too hardcore. That side, niggas too hardcore. In the middle, niggas too hardcore.
What you
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Red Man Method Man. The question, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. All right, so we've been talking, and you know, a lot of times my co-host is like, we need good news. We don't talk about enough good news. Says I'm always focusing on the negative. So I don't want to focus on the negative. You know, I'm gonna focus on the positive. What are some of the positives that are happening out here in the world today? The United States. It's close to a peace deal with the Taliban. I know. First, let me just go and put it out there. There will be peace. The United States and the Taliban are about to have a peace deal. 18 years of war, multiple rounds of cordial negotiations, in Doha, Qatar. I said Doha. That's terrible. they're up there, trying to get a peace agreement that'll allow the United States forces to withdraw by 2020. Because they want to pull all the troops out of Afghanistan before the election. So, it's not long from now. So, but yeah, it's coming. Peace in Afghanistan. So, guess what? If you thought the opioid crisis was crazy, wait till they got peace with the Taliban. We can get all the opioid drugs that you want. Them poppy fields gonna be popping. It's gonna be popping, shouty. Them poppy fields gonna be out there popping, shouty. Nobody get that popping, shorty. Popping, shouty. Poppy field. I'm not okay. Anyway, so yeah, that's just great news for everybody who likes opioids. You get your opportunity to get a little bit more. You get that peace deal with the Taliban, and so we can get nobody don't see the benefit of more poppy fields and more opioids in the United States. Okay, I'm gonna let that one go. It's just the good news. Peace in Afghanistan, even though supposedly we were done a long time ago, but somehow we're still there. Even though they said Obama had pulled all the troops. He got the Peace Prize and all that other stuff, but still kind of there. Anyway, good news. We gonna have peace in Afghanistan. So now you can take Afghanistan off your do not travel list. And so if anybody want to see the poppy fields for themselves, hang out with the Taliban, you know, for the ground. I got the Taliban on the ground. Take some turban pictures in the poppy fields. Nobody wants to do that. You can go to, you'll soon be able to go to Afghanistan. Put that up on my wish list. Psych. Anyway, satire. That's what we do. So, apparently, hepatitis A is in the building. There's a, I hate to use the word, because it seems like it's just out there. There's a whole bunch of epidemic. There's a hepatitis A epidemic. That's coming from tainted frozen berries and contaminated candies to infected restaurant workers handling food. It's a lot of alarms going across the country. There's like a electron microscopy. It shows the hepatitis A virus. It's most people think that it only affects the homeless or drug users. But apparently anyone who isn't vaccinated can be infected when exposed to contaminated food or drink. Florida and the city of Philadelphia in particular have both declared public health emergencies after seeing a spike in cases. The Minnesota Department of Health declared an outbreak in multiple counties on the other day, and other states are concerned too. Florida took the step to alert the public, and apparently there was over 2,000 cases reported in Florida, with 17 counties critically impacted. And in Philadelphia, it's supposedly spreading rapidly with 154 cases so far this year. And Minnesota has 23 cases in 9 counties. So, yeah. It's out there. And so what's happening is, especially when you're down there in Florida in particular, they're talking about walking in a restaurant where the food handler has hepatitis and doesn't adequately wash their hands and then makes and serves food. And so, this virus is transmitted primarily by the fecal-oral route. It's shed in the stool of infected people who can carry it on their hands after going to the bathroom. And if they prepare salads, touch food on a plate, or even hand out menus, they can then infect restaurant patrons. And apparently, hepatitis A is very hardy, and it lives well on surfaces. And more than a dozen restaurant workers in Florida have been infected with hepatitis A so far this year. So, I'm not saying don't go to Florida. I'm just saying don't go to Florida. Look out for Philadelphia and Minnesota. But I'm guessing that if you go to Florida and you go somewhere, it's just, anyway. Yeah. Florida, though. Stuff just happens in Florida. It's just an amazing state. You can't even make stuff up about Florida. It's like Florida is the beginning and the end of craziness. All right. Hopefully you're inoculated. You got your vaccines. You were vaccinated. And if you're working in the restaurant down there, please use some soap. Just a little bit of soap, hand sanitizer. See, this is the reason why when I'm on trips and, comic book vendor, we have, I think, like 2 or 3 bottles of hand sanitizer at all times. One just sitting underneath the comic book rack. And another one that I keep in my backpack, just walking around. I'm not saying that I'm anal, because I don't like anal. It's personal preference. Don't judge me. But I'm anal. Even though I don't like anal, don't judge me. Personal preference. I'm just trying to, as a matter of fact, just talking about this make me, I'm looking for some hand sanitizer right now. I have to go in my backpack. Whew. Because it's crazy. So, I guess I should just go from that to hater of the week, because I can.
Hate, 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 hate. I hate you.
All right. So, hater of the week, the Nebraska GOP, Republicans, they told Senator John McAllister he has to lead the party. Why does he have to lead the party? Oh my goodness. He condemned white supremacy. And so, Nebraska GOP Executive Director Ryan Hamilton says, Senator John McAllister has finally shed all pretense of being a conservative. Because, drum roll, he condemned white supremacy. I mean, McAllister is a lifelong Republican, and he made headlines when he condemned members of his party in a series of tweets for failing to speak out against a Republican president who continually stokes racist fears in his base. Ryan Hamilton responded by saying, "Hey, you know what? You know, I'm gonna help you register as a Democrat." Now, what's funny to me is, this dude is talking politics. Now, for most people, see, I'm wrong. So I have to check myself mid sentence, like mid stroke, right? So mid stroke here, I'm correcting myself. I have to come with a different stroke. So the stroke is this. So these people who can't see white supremacy, and white supremacy is not the problem. It's simple. They can't see what they are. It's like, so one of my favorite movies, analytical movie, a little supernatural movie on the low, Frailty, where Matthew McConaughey is in it, and John Paxton, and so the father kills demons, and he's teaching his boys to kill demons. Well, one of the boys can't see the demons. Why? Because he's a demon. And so Paxton gets, because he always gets the sign, he always got the sign from the angel or God, whatever, said who to take out, because they were a demon. And so one brother could see, one brother could not, because once again, he's a demon. And so this is what we're talking about here. So white supremacists are demons. And those who can't see them as demons can't see them, because quite frankly, a demon can only see angels. They can't see demons for what they are, because they are demons. It's like, yeah, but if they're a demon, what am I? You know that old elementary school thing. I know you are, but what am I? He's like, so they can't. So it's politics. It's like the lady was like, well, yeah, the one guy, he was a liberal. But they don't talk about that. Like white supremacy is liberal or conservative. Like, no, it can only be one way. It's like, no, it's the crazy white guy shooting mostly non-white people because they're crazy, you know, obviously, because you're killing people that you don't know for some perceived slight that didn't happen. You know, like we always talk about that narrative, the angry white man. They're just mad. They're hopping mad. They're not going to take it no more. But it's like it's a slight that didn't happen. You know, they just, yeah, because you took that from me. It's confusing to be a white male right now because of all the bad stuff that's happening to me. Like, so then you say, like, what? And that's when you get the crickets. You know, it's like, well, you see, what's happening? And then you just hear the crickets. Because realistically, there's nothing happening, right? The angry white man is mad because, oh, somebody took their job? Nope. Didn't take your job. Some Mexicans or some black folks or some Asian folks stole some money out their house? Nope. Didn't happen. Oh, well, they're keeping me out the university I want to go to because of affirmative action, even though that was set up because for hundreds of years you couldn't go to them schools if you were black. So it was technically happening. And so it was supposed to be like evening it out, but nah, it don't matter now. Even though if we just did it by merit, it would just be a bunch of Asian people in the Ivy League schools. You'd be really upset because, like, you can't match 4.5. We are all Asians in Ivy League schools. They all burst into flames if they just had to see that all the time. But I'm digressing. The point is we're talking about thought processes that don't make sense. Attacking people that haven't done anything to you. I mean, because this is what we're talking about, white supremacy is just a fear of something that kind of might happen. Not something that happened. Something that kind of might happen. Well, it could happen. I mean, it's a common knowledge that, yeah, you talk about Hispanics, but they're not. Nobody's trying to pick fruit. Nobody's trying to pick vegetables. It's not gonna happen. It's not a lot of people just, I gotta wash these dishes. You know, it just, I see a bunch of Mexican homies in front of Home Depot. Everybody knows that one to get some cheap work. And you know, everybody knows that you can get the cheap work by going to Home Depot. It's common knowledge that's where it happens. Now, and the funny thing is, you never see the ICE raids there because it's a wink, wink deal about that cheap labor. Everybody knows it. It's one of those things. It's quite apparent, but we can't talk about it. And nothing happens about it. Even though it's a bunch of undocumented homies that's just out there every day. They're there every day without fail. And if people haven't actually used them, they've thought about using them. Like, I was like, man, if I move again, just hard labor, nah, I'm going to go to Home Depot. Just made the joke. But it's technically not a joke, because most jokes that are funny are true. And that's the truth. Everybody knows that they're there and going to be there. But nobody thinks of it as a negative, getting cheap labor, because that's the American way. It's what we do. And so, you know, you got folks that want to shoot and kill them because they're willing to work, to do the work that you don't want to do. Yeah, that part. Angry white man. Still trying to figure out what you angry about, homie. Still trying to figure out what you angry about. I mean, there are some real things to be mad about, like you can't dance on rhythm. My favorite vacation thing, if you know me, you know my favorite vacation thing is watching white people dance when I'm on vacation. It's not a diss, because I'm not saying 100% of y'all can't dance. It's a couple of y'all that can move. You can sustain the little rhythm for a little while. I give you that. But it still look like it's a struggle, right? I mean, are you mad about that? I don't have rhythm, so I don't want to shoot people with rhythm. That's what we doing. I mean, those problems I can see that you're having in America. You can't dance like them. Anyway. it's so pathetic. It's so pathetic that it's not funny, but it's pathetic that this is what we're talking about. This is how we doing it. On that note, I'm going to break. This Kendrick Lamar, Humble.
Nobody pray for me. It's been that day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowance. Go with some counters, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant, listen like I'm down at this. I say with my roommate, they play too late for the analyst. Girl, like a fire with me, girl, with my face stuff. Who's that pussy good? Won't you say that on my taste buds? I get way too busy. Won't you let me with the extra? I love for your black and break you down and play a Tetris. AM to the BM, BM to the AM phone. As I'm Joe per diem, you just got to hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still got Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still got the greatest phone. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down.
Sit down.
3478267435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 3478267435. All right. Groundhog Day, Miss Brown Sugar. It's that time.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, you know, everybody's talking about the white supremacy. I read an article where a guy wrote why going after guns and everything labeled white supremacy won't solve the shooting.
No, it won't.
Yeah. I was like, it won't?
No.
Yeah. No, I guess not. I mean, so if we went after, we eliminate the guns, and we eliminate the white supremacy, there won't be any more. Well, I guess they're saying if you do that, there still be shooting.
I mean, yeah, it may be a little bit, you know, more of a challenge, but there's always the black market. I mean. You think all these gangbangers are getting these guns legally?
Well, no.
You have these drive-by shootings, so I'm not. What do you mean?
No, they're talking about. They're saying that isn't the reason for the shooting.
What do you wait?
Yeah.
White supremacy isn't the reason. Oh.
Yeah. It's not the reason.
Oh.
I read, you know, it's always funny when, I mean, because we've had a whole slew of these things. I mean, because they still don't count the Vegas guy, right? Remember
mm-hmm.
the Vegas guy shot out the window and just started shooting people at the concert?
Yeah.
You know, white guy that they said didn't have a motive. He just shot a bunch of people at it was a Celine Dion concert or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just started shooting at that concert. Just indiscriminately. They just said, well, there was no motive. So what I have interpreted, no motive means white supremacy. Like,
okay.
The Dayton guy, they's like, oh, we can't get into his phone. White supremacy. I'm just gonna say every time there is some doubt, there's some, oh, we don't know why, we can't figure out what the reason was. There's no motive. We just gonna say white supremacy because it's just. That's what
that
it
sounds
is.
Fair.
Yeah,
that
I mean, cause that's what we're bullshitting around it, right?
Yeah, nobody wants to say it out loud.
So, for example, I read right after I read, oh, that's not the problem. Read the article in Ohio where an interracial couple's house mysteriously exploded, and they found a swastika. And the slur painted in the garage. But we've just, they said mysteriously exploded. Mystery. It's like a Hardy Boy mystery.
I guess the mystery is like who did it. You know.
Well, yeah, the swastika.
Yeah. Those people. But who are they?
Yeah, swastika kind of gives it away, right?
Exactly.
Like it kind of narrows the group. So, unless we're going to say there's a group of white women who have taken up that. I mean, I know there's white women in the group, obviously. But, you know, the shooters, we haven't found those white women shooters that are just like, you know what, they showing up at the club and they shooting people. It's not happening.
If
the profile is white man, old or young, it's white man. And I mean, it's concentrated.
Angry white man.
Yeah, very, very angry because of something. Still trying to figure out what they're angry about. But here's the thing. I read there's some more articles where they said that the El Paso massacre upends white nationals' normalization strategy. Did you know there was a normalization strategy?
For what? What do you mean? What?
Well,
that the shooting is normalized?
No. See,
what's normalized?
According to this article, 2 years ago, America's white nationalist movement, you know, of course they came out the woods when old boy ran his car through the crowd, right? And so then the movement leaders decided, hey, we need a new strategy. So instead of doing the outrage, they set out to build support with another tact, looking normal. So what they do is, they talk about how when they're celebrating Adolf Hitler's birthday, they have what they're calling phase two, gaining mainstream acceptance for far-right ideas, widely rejected as repugnant, and getting white nationalists into positions of influence. Normalization includes softened rhetoric and social gatherings that for many groups would increasingly replace confrontational rallies. Strategy is internally focused, having families get together.
I thought they were kind of already doing that stuff, though.
Well, no. What they're saying is that the appeal is to the normal, like, hey, look, we're just normal. We just love white people. Look, we want to go whitewater rafting. We're about
and
family.
And that's what I'm saying. I think they've, because I thought like there were like different levels or different extremes to it. Because like you might have the KKK, but then you also have your skinheads who are more extreme, and then you do have your white nationalists, and they're a little bit more conservative. You know, those are the people that you work with that you just don't know. And the KKK, you probably work with some of them too, but you might know, you know, they might be a little bit more open to what they say. But like if you're a skinhead, then, you know, you're not hiding it at all.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I thought there were just levels to it all. I didn't know.
Well, yeah, they have a phase two. Well, I mean, and so we know that they have their, you know, what they call the dark web, whatnot, and that there's a concerted effort to put fear in the people. And so I had a, you know, I said that in order for us to have gun control, two things needed to happen. I said that, you know, get these dudes' girlfriends. And two, you know, have black folks shoot white people. And gun control will happen. I'm going to amend that. I'm going to amend that. I'm okay. going to say if we want to do the nonviolent way, we want to be less violent. What we need to do is we need to have black folks going to gun shops as groups. Like, you know, like you'll have an event, like a parade, whatnot. You just, the parade go to the gun shop. And everybody who goes to the gun shop buys a gun and some bullets. And then you post it on social media. I got my gun.
Or we go to gun shows.
No, you don't go to the gun show.
Or we go to the shooting range. Like we have a shooting range party. Like let's go to the gun range and in big groups. And we're going to have a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And put it on social media. Just put it on Facebook.
So why not go to the gun shows, though?
Well, yeah, I guess you can go to the gun show. If you're going as a group.
You buy guns there, too.
And you buy your guns there. Yeah. That right there could spark a conversation about gun control. Because if you get.
I agree.
You get these. It goes viral, right? It's like 500 black people showed up at the gun show and they all bought guns and they posted.
You know, I don't
We're
even
ready
think
to
it
protect
would have to
ourselves.
Be that many. But yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
You think
it
would have to be five? I think even if it was just like 100.
Okay, but I'm just saying generally when we see like, you see like different parades, events, whatnot, you see, it's a lot of black people there. I'm just saying, at these events, maybe we just need to say, hey, we need to have a gun event where we all go down and we all buy guns and bullets and post it on social media. It could be Black Gun Day.
Yeah,
we're not protesting. We just gonna buy guns. We're going to everybody buy a gun, and we buy bullets, and then we post it on social media. Hashtag Black Gun Day. You get that in uniform all across the United States? Guess what would happen? I'm guessing there'd be a discussion about gun control.
Yeah.
See, because it's viral. It's pictures. See, because white people.
Yeah, but I just have to think, like, would that be, like, the safe? I mean, I know you and your ideas and how you think, but you also know how I think, too. And is it going to be, like, anarchy or people, like, are they going to be fearful and then just start shooting people? Shooting black people for no reason because they think they have a gun because all these black people went and bought guns.
Well, that's already happening.
I mean, it is, but is it going to happen at higher numbers? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, so your George Zimmermans, they'll hesitate. That's all. On that note, for Ms. Brown Sugar, we'll continue this. Next week. For Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. And we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got smooth drama, smooth.